Welcome to Take Care, a weekly conversation on health and wellness produced by WRVO Public Media. I'm Lorraine Rapp.
And I'm Linda Lowen. Prescription drugs are a blessing and a curse. A blessing if they help you recover from illness or keep a chronic medical condition under control. A curse when you go to the pharmacy and find out exactly how much that medication costs. Many of us would like to reduce our prescription drug costs, but don't feel comfortable filling our prescriptions online and would rather go to our local pharmacy.
But suppose you could get the same medication at the same pharmacy for a lower price. That's the idea behind Blink Health, a company that's bringing down the cost of drugs through a unique system. You purchase from them, pay online, and pick up your prescription at your preferred pharmacy. Here to explain how it works is Blink co-founder Matthew Chaikin. He and his brother Jeffrey started the company in 2014 and launched the Blink Health website and mobile app in February 2016. And in the interest of full disclosure, we learned about Blink Health when my son began working for this health startup earlier this year. Welcome to Take Care, Matthew. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
You and your brother saw problems in the prescription drug market. What did you feel needed to be addressed, and what motivated you to create Blink Health?
Yeah, so if you think about the pharmacy, it's sort of a crazy experience for consumers. When people buy prescriptions, it's basically the only product that people buy where they have no way of knowing what the price is before they make the purchase, right? So if you were to buy a TV, you might go online and look for the price of the TV. If you were shopping for an airline ticket, you might go on another site and look for the price of an airline ticket and price compare and make sure you're getting the lowest price. Historically, before Blink Health, patients actually didn't have that flexibility when it came to purchasing prescriptions. So someone with insurance would show up at the pharmacy and be told their Lipitor was $25 copay, or if that patient didn't have insurance, they might pay over $100 for that medication. And with Blink Health, we actually give patients the ability to look up that price, see the low price, and pay for it before picking it up at the pharmacy, so they have full price transparency and tremendous savings.
So when they go on your website and they type in the prescription drug that they need, they will actually see you quote them a price?
Correct. So if you go to blinkhealth.com, you can type in the name of any medication, and we offer discounts on over 15,000 drugs, and you'll see a price for that medication. And the price the patient sees there is the price that they'll get regardless of the pharmacy that they want to pick up the medication at. And if that price is lower than what they normally pay, and most of the time it will be, they can pay for the medication right there on the website, and we'll give them a proof of purchase called a Blink card. And when they go to their pharmacy to fill their medication like they always do, instead of showing their insurance card, they'll show that Blink card to the pharmacist, and they'll pay nothing at pickup.
So they get to maintain their relationship with the pharmacy, and the medication is being dispensed at the pharmacy. The key is that they're paying you directly online and then just handing in the Blink card and getting that medication.
Exactly. So what we like to say to consumers is you get the same medication at the same pharmacy for a lower price. And when it comes to the actual physician's prescription, everything there stays the same. So patients still require a prescription, and they still have to get that prescription to their pharmacy, either with a paper script that they have from their doctor, or if they're paying for a refill, they let their pharmacy know that they're coming in to pick up that refill as well. So everything stays the same. We're just a better way to pay for medications.
And the big question now, Matthew, is how is this possible? How does using Blink Health allow people to pay less for prescription drugs?
So the way we've done it is that we've partnered with one of the largest purchasers of medications in the country, a company called MedImpact. So what most people don't realize is that there are these large purchasing organizations in the country that have negotiated super low prices with pharmacies. But for most patients with insurance or patients without insurance, instead of actually getting direct access to that low negotiated price, when they go to the pharmacy, they pay a copay or they pay the retail price for the medication. So what our technology does is it enables consumers for the first time to directly access prices that were historically reserved for the largest insurance companies.
So you were able to, somewhere along that chain of getting these drugs provided, you have so many people, you have buying power. And I guess one thing that everyone probably realizes by now is that medicine and the whole healthcare industry is a business, and there are certain people that are looking to make a profit from that business. Who is it that isn't making the profit? What you're doing is saving consumers so much money. So who isn't making a profit that did in the old model?
Yeah, I think you touched on a really important point there, which is that before Blink Health, it felt like all the trends in pharmacy and in prescription purchasing were working against the consumer, right? People's copays are rising, people's deductibles are rising, so the cash they have to pay out of pocket before their insurance actually begins to pay for medication is going up. You know, there's millions of patients on Medicare that are actually paying very, very high copays for their medication. So lots of Medicare patients are actually finding savings versus their Medicare plans by paying with Blink. We've begun to sort of shake up the industry. The pharmacy is the last place in retail. I call it retail because it's a consumer making a purchase. In this case, it's life-saving medications for many people. There's just no transparency. And what you see across different categories, I mentioned earlier, travel and hotels and technology and you know, TVs and consumer appliances, is that when you bring transparency to a category, prices tend to decline. And when you think about what's happening when someone's paying with Blink, they're using Blink instead of their insurance. And so we're effectively cutting the insurance company out of the equation. And when you cut insurance companies out of the equation, you're cutting all the overhead and associated costs that go into that insurance company managing not only prescription coverage, but hospital coverage and doctor visits and every other sort of healthcare experience that patients have. So we sort of cut a lot of the fat out of the system, and that's how we're able to offer consumers much lower prices.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to Take Care, a conversation on health and wellness produced by WRVO Public Media. I'm Linda Lowen.
And I'm Lorraine Rapp.
And our guest today is Matthew Chaikin. He's a co-founder and chief operating officer of Blink Health, an online startup that allows customers to buy medications at lower prices. Matthew, one of the things that you offer, which is of great comfort to a number of people who want lower drug prices but would not want to just simply buy online and have them delivered to their door, is that you're working with pharmacies that people are already using, neighborhood pharmacies. How do you get them aboard? Because you have some big names participating in Blink Health.
Yeah, so Blink is accepted at Walgreens, Target, CVS, and almost every independent pharmacy around the country. And it was very important to us as we were building the company and creating this amazing value for patients that they'd be able to continue, you know, frequenting the same pharmacy that they normally go to. And the way we've done that, as I mentioned earlier in the conversation, a partnership that we have with one of the largest group purchasing organizations of prescriptions in the country. And they have relationships with all of the pharmacies. And through our partnership with them, we're able to access their network, which is how we're able to offer, you know, all patients the same drug at their same pharmacy for a lower price.
Are we talking about only generic drugs here?
So we have prices on over 15,000 medications, which includes both generic drugs and branded drugs. Most of our patients today are actually using us for their generic medications.
What if there is a certain medication that has no generic alternative available?
So we have a price for almost all branded drugs. What I advise patients and doctors to do is to go to blinkhealth.com and look up the name of that drug, and then they can compare that price to the price that they would get with their insurance. And they should pay whatever's the lower price.
Can you sign up to get a monthly prescription and receive the same drug price each month? We're used to bringing a prescription to the pharmacy. Maybe we take a medication on a daily basis and the prescription is written for a year, for instance. How does that work with refills?
The way you refill with your pharmacy stays exactly the same. So let's take my dad, for example, who takes Lipitor. Our price for Lipitor is less than 10 bucks. Every month, he goes to pick up his medication. Before picking up the medication, he uses our free mobile app. He just, you know, clicks the pay button in the app to pay for the medication. And when he goes to pick up his meds, he pays $0 at the register. So what we like to say is with Blink Health, you always pay before pickup. And you can do it at home on a desktop computer, or you can do it on the go even while waiting in line at the pharmacy on our free mobile app.
What measures do you take to ensure the privacy of your patient users?
So we comply with all HIPAA privacies and procedures. And if you go to our website and you scroll down to the bottom of the page, you can see that our site is secured by Norton. And obviously, we are dealing with very sensitive health information, and we take that very seriously. Trust is paramount, and so we do everything and follow all the best practices to make sure patients' information is always safe and secure.
Older Americans are the biggest users of prescription drugs, and yet some might say that senior citizens are the least tech-savvy consumers. How easy is it to navigate the Blink Health site, and did you keep that in mind when you designed it? Because there are a couple of steps you have to take in order to get, you know, from the beginning to getting that Blink card.
So one thing that I'm very proud of and our product and design team is super proud of is that we've made this process incredibly easy. So a huge portion of our users are actually over the age of 65. And what we've found is, well, one might assume that senior citizens might struggle more than, you know, Generation Xers and Yers when it comes to using technology. They have absolutely no problem using Blink Health. And what we've also found is that when you offer people savings, and most Americans take medications and we can save most of them money on their meds, they figure it out. And if they have any trouble, they can always call our customer support line. I like to think that we've got the best customer support team in healthcare in the whole country. So we get everyone through the process. We want everyone to save, and we make sure they can do that.
Matthew Chaikin is a co-founder and chief operating officer of Blink Health, an online startup that allows customers to buy medications at lower prices. Thank you so much for joining us on Take Care.
Thanks for having me.